Hello, and welcome to Uno Figure Skating. I'm your host, Jesse, and you can find me on Twitter at Uno Fig Skating. Yes, fig in the middle like the fruit. Om nom nom. I know in this episode I said I would cover the top 5 male athletes. Well, plans changed as I started making this episode. I was writing up detailed descriptions of each athlete, and it all came down to listing things each athlete had done. Granted, I included meaningful contributions the athlete had made to the sport, but it was still just a dry list. A list doesn't tell you much. Okay, he got the gold medal, but how and why? In short, it was boring to me. And if it's boring to me, it's going to be boring to you. So instead of doing just a list of the top 5 male athletes, we're going to do an informal walkthrough of a single performance, specifically Shoma Uno's Four Continents Free Skate to Moonlight Sonata. At the time, it was a world record-breaking free skate in terms of score, and secured him his first international title at a major competition. Some of you might be wondering, why Shoma Uno instead of Yuzuru Hanyu? Especially since Yuzuru Hanyu is considered possibly the best figure skater who ever lived. Well, I am what they call a Shoma stan, or fan, so I am going to gush over him a bit. I have bias. But it's also because I had the honor and pleasure of watching this performance live myself. It has an emotional resonance for me. I remember vividly, I'd come to California with my mom simply to see Shoma skate. I knew it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I may never get the chance to see him again. I was just so enthralled to be there at all, especially with my mom. Hi, Mom! She's a lot of fun to hang out with, and, like many listeners, doesn't know much about figure skating. So I got some practice in explaining aspects of the sport and how it works. That first night, during the short program, things did not go so well for Shoma. He had injured his ankle back in December and re-injured it between then and Four Continents in February. So he was hurt. Reportedly, he told his coaching staff he was scared, which he never had done before. The coaching staff and Shoma played it safe with his short program, and between that and some mistakes Shoma made, Shoma landed in fourth place, off the podium. This would not do, and Shoma vowed to come roaring back. Despite this, I was filled with a sense of worry and foreboding. What if Shoma didn't make the podium? That wasn't the worst thing, but understand, to that point, he had made it to the podium 22 consecutive times. That means he earned a medal 22 straight times without a break, starting in the 2016 through 2017 season. But I realized this kind of negative thought wouldn't help Shoma, and instead decided to believe in him, as I always have. And that belief was definitely not misplaced. Now, in order for this to work, there has to be some participation on your part, dear listeners. You will have to play the video and the podcast, so I can talk you through the performance. If it helps, you can download the episode through the Anchor FM site and play that through an audio player while the video runs. Alternately, you can simply listen to the commentary. You can find the video by going to YouTube and typing in English Shoma Uno Four Continents 2019 in the search bar. I will also be posting a link of the video to Twitter. Once you're ready, I will count to three in English. 1, 2, 3. On three, I will start the video and my commentary. Keep in mind, this is entirely biased commentary, as I do love Shoma, and I love his performance. It will also be unscripted commentary, meaning anything I say will be unfiltered. That may include cursing. Cover your ears, children. Additionally, there are plenty of things I don't know. I won't be commenting on transitions and crossovers much because I don't feel like I know enough to comment. And jumps? Let's play a drinking game. Only instead of liquor or any hard substance, we'll just use water. Keep ourselves hydrated here. And any time I say, I don't know what that jump is, well, take a swig. I'm still learning too. Jumps seem easy to recognize in theory, but in real time they happen so fast it can be hard to keep up. But that's the fun thing about figure skating, I think. You can always learn something new. So, without further ado, I will move on to the commentary section. One, two, three. So here we have Mahoko Higuchi, who is Shoma's coach. She's been his coach since he was 5 years old, and he has adamantly stated that he will go to no other coach unless she explicitly tells him to go to another coach. So if that doesn't say loyal to you, then I don't know what does. Mahoko is also his choreographer, and I think she is vastly underrated, especially in comparison to Western choreographers. So here he is in that beautiful beginning pose. And these first few moments of Moonlight Sonata, of the uncurling, curling, and then uncurling again, reaching outwards, are so beautiful. And I'm going to pause the video briefly to just comment on that's exactly why Shoma is a successful figure skater. He has complete control over his body down to his fingertips, and he uses every part of himself to basically paint a portrait across the ice. So it's such a wonderful thing to watch, and just the subtle nuances and details are so beautiful. Next up is his quad flip, which he's known for. He's known for because he's the first man to land a quadruple flip in competition, and it's in the Guinness Book of World Records and all that. And it's kind of his signature jump that he opens with on many occasions. So here we go. We'll look at that quad flip. Look at that nice entry, that beautiful access. Access meaning the tilt of the angle the skater is tilted at. And then that solid landing. He earned a grade of execution of 2.67 for this, and it's easy to see why. It was a beautiful quad flip. It was effortless. And grade of execution, I'm pausing again. Grade of execution, just by the way, is an amazing thing. Each element in figure skating is assigned a base value. And so the base value for a quadruple flip is 11 points. The grade of execution says this is how well you did the thing. So adding the grade of execution, Shoma got more than 13 points out of that one jump. So the grade of execution is really like icing on the cake. And I'm going to pick up again with him gliding down the ice into the quadruple toe loop. And the quadruple toe loop got a grade of execution of 2.58, which I think was a little bit excessive given the fact that his left leg nearly grazed the ice, and it shouldn't be that low at all. Triple loop right now. Well done, well rotated. And now into a flying camel spin. It's called a flying camel spin because they kind of leap into it. This crescent is also a variation of a camel spin. And now a flying combination camel spin. So we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We got a shotgun spin, and we've got a sit spin on top of the camel spins that were earlier. And he's gonna glide just right forward, just, ugh. It's obscene. It's obscene how good he is. This is an outside spread eagle, and then a bestie squat. And now he's moving into what jump is this? The quadruple toe and double toe, which is a combination. So, and now I don't remember what that jump is. Oh, that's the fucking triple axel. Wow, good job. Missed the triple axel. We're moving on to the kind of high-powered step sequence stuff going on. And here's the triple axel Euler triple flip, which he kind of stumbled on, but that's one of his signature combinations as well. And don't know those either. He's thrown in some grand combinations. Oh, a triple salchow on triple toe. So you can drink like three times. Now, watch his feet during this step sequence, during the really rapid parts. Watch his multi-directional skating, where he's going in one direction and then another really rapidly. And he's just really on point. And here we have an illusion spin, which I really love illusion spins, and an Anea Bauer, which is also quite beautiful. And some more multi-directional skating. And finally, a combination change foot spin. This is mostly layback spins, as far as I can tell. Especially this last spin here. And yes, he's done. And he just collapses on the ice. And I remember when this happened that people were screaming. They were applauding and screaming, like, for joy that he had pulled off this amazing performance. And rightfully so. It was a beautiful performance. And I just wanted to add that the reason I was laughing hysterically at myself for missing his first triple axel is because the triple axel is one of the easiest to identify jumps. Instead of entering the jump backwards, like every single other jump does, the triple axel is entered facing forward. And it's like, that is really freaking obvious. So you really shouldn't miss a triple axel. So that concludes the commentary part of this episode, and pretty much this entire episode. I'd love to thank everybody for listening right now. You guys have been amazing, and I hope you got something out of this. And please follow, subscribe, share, etc. Spread the word about this podcast so that we can get even more listeners. And make sure that you follow us on Twitter at UnoFigSkating. Thank you so much.